Good evening, Abosai. Good evening, good evening. Hope you're all well. With regards to, we spoke yesterday about the way Mishneh Berurah says one should put on the talis, and we'll carry on from there today, Mitzvah Hashem, adding some additional halachos with regards to atifas talis and also a little bit about talis cotton. We'll move on from there. Just to recap a little bit how the Mishneh Berurah says one should put on the talis. Mishneh Berurah says you unfold it, you hold the talis, and after holding the talis, you make the bracha, you spread your hold, you make the bracha at that point. You then throw it over your head, and you will then make sure that it reaches between the eyes and your mouth. He says, at piv, he says, and then at that, and then you, whilst ensuring that your shoulders are covered as well to some extent, you wrap it around you, you throw it to the left. That's what Mishneh Berurah says. There are people. Is that how everybody does it, more or less? Is there any other minhag? Again, this is one minhag. There's other minhagim that are quite justified as well. This is what the Mishneh Berurah says one should do. He says like this: Yoytzel kol hadayis. That's the Mishneh Berurah's words. There are other minhagim. Some people feel that it's not right to make a bracha whilst you're holding the talis behind you. You're not going to concentrate on a bracha. It's going to be a rushed bracha. So we mentioned yesterday that it's not considered a problem of over the over if you're holding in front of you. So if you ever see people, or you're one of those people who make the bracha whilst you're holding the talis in front of you, so that's really just, you can't justify it on Mishneh Berurah as well, because he said it's not considered over the over. It's not a hefsek. It's not indirect, it's pretty much direct, and it's more appropriate to make a bracha whilst you're holding in front of you, rather than behind you, because it's not going to be a perfect bracha. Others have other minhagim as well. Yeah, what did you want to say? What was your point? That you first and then... Right. Yeah, I'm not sure, I don't know what would you gain by doing that? I'm just wondering... It's already there. Yeah, it's closer to the actual Atifa. Yeah, I hear. It could be that's what's behind it. Yeah. Yes?
Well, we don't put the talus over our head when and it should go between our eyes and our mouth. We don't make it cover.
You don't make it cover at all. Right. The truth is, there is quite a widespread minhag. If you ever see people who don't cover their face at all, they just like sort of wrap themselves. There is minhagim, registered ancient minhagim, of not doing this atifas Ishmaelim. Atifas Ishmael, the Arab way, is the ideal way, but some say that it's not necessary to do such of a great atifa by just doing a levisha or some atifa around you, not completely covering your face, but just to some extent. Again, any levisha is... You have done the mitzvah by any levisha. We're just discussing atifas, which is the hiddur. Some say that's a good enough ituf by covering not completely your face, just some of the back, the shoulders and higher up. That's considered a good atifa as well. So again, we're talking about various approaches of how to do atifa, but it's definitely not an ikuf.
The only
Ishmaeli
who cover their face are the women, so it'll be probably a problem.
I'm not sure. I've seen Arabs who do. I don't know. But that's right, yeah, it's quite right. But you're quite right that there's an argument to say that nowadays there is less point of making atifas Ishmaelim. There is such an argument. Remember, also the Ishmaelim didn't necessarily cover the head at all times. It was just occasionally. So one could argue that it's not, you don't have to have it, you know, it's just, yeah. Yeah. The Mishneh Berurah continues. I interrupted the Mishneh Berurah in Sifkoten Dalet. There is one point which I do want to point out, which is interesting for some. The Mishneh Berurah towards the end says, the last line of the Mishneh Berurah says in Sifkoten Dalet, this is Mashma B'Gemara. The Gemara says, Shebochol, that a boch, an unmarried man, lo yoye mechase roishe betalis, he wouldn't cover his head with a talis, afilu tamet chochem, and if it's a tamet chochem. So we're learning many things with this one liner. We're learning a few things. First of all, we learned that a bochur can be a tamet chochem. And he said, even if it is a tamet chochem, he shouldn't cover his face with a talis. But what does that surely imply? That bochim wear talis. Mishnah Berurah brings that from, he brings this mashmos in the Gemara, but it sounds like what nowadays is considered either sfadish or yekish minik, that bochim or boys wear talesim. Sounds like Mishnah Berurah was always quite a common practice that bochim would wear talesim. It just says that they shouldn't wear that, they shouldn't cover their faces. That's all. But with regards to wearing talesim, it seems to have been common practice for unmarried men to wear talesim. So that's what Mishnah Berurah sounds like. It's an interesting ma'amokim.
What's happening today?
Many bochim don't. Many bochim don't. Where does the minhag stop? I'm unsure. Yeah. Pardon? You see that it could be that it's necessarily for early. Do you think that's mashma in the Mishnah Berurah like that? Because it sounds mashma shebokh lo yemichasi roisha betales afilu tamid chochem. I don't know. Yeah, you think that it might be just for Aliyah, just for maybe. Yeah, I hear what you're saying. Okay, continuing from Siv. Why don't they? Yeah. It sounds like covering the head is something which is only that something for only. Don't know. We do ituf for. I don't. I'm not sure. Not sure.
What happens between Tala's cotton and Tala's garment? Because for a 9-year-old already, or even a 3-year-old already wearing titties.
Correct. So, why shouldn't he?
Why wouldn't there be? Why be enough mirror with Tala's cotton?
You're right. It's a question on the common. Many people don't nowadays. Many boys or bochim don't wear talesim nowadays. In fact, so much so that I understand from my nephews in yeshiva that they feel uncomfortable wearing talesim. So because it's so it seems to be quite uncommon nowadays. Fine.
Oh,
pardon? I agree with that. I definitely agree with that. Yeah. Okay. Siv Gimel. Siv Gimel is something which sounds a bit obscure to us. It's the way one should be misatef with a talis cotton. How do you put on a talis cotton? We're going to see soon. That's not really the common minik, but Shulchan Aruch in Seif Gimel says the following. Top of page 26. Talises ktanim shalonu. What we call a talis cotton, a tzitzis. Shalonu noyagin lilboish that we wear. Avol pish ein boim ituf. Although we are not misatef, we don't wrap ourselves up with that. Yoitzin bohem yedei choivas tzitzis. We're still able to fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis with that. This is again based on the concept that we discussed yesterday, that you're still fulfilling the mitzvah by doing a levisha. Any wearing of a full garment, you're still fulfilling the mitzvah of tzitzis. So certainly a talis cotton, you're fulfilling the mitzvah. Just we don't do an ituf with it, don't wrap yourself up with it, but then levish you certainly are fulfilling. But it is good to put a talis cotton that sits also over your head. Roch boy, it's with the kemosoi on top. So basically you take the talis cotton, you put it on top of your head, and you wrap yourself around the head with a talis cotton with a tzitzis. Have you ever seen anyone doing that? You can't.
You
by yourself. That's right. You've been but never have you ever heard of anybody doing it? Good. You caught me out there. You 100%. You caught me out. Have you ever heard of anyone doing that? Tanzaruf did it. We're going to mention it later. Actually, yeah, very interesting. Yeah, very interesting. I didn't know he did that. Very interesting. He says, "Tovlan yechosla roshu roch balei kamosu v'leis atepo." You wrap yourself up with it. V'yamoid kach meotov, and you should stand wrapped up in this particular way. Lefochos at very least k'dehiluch talat ames. Enough time they should be able to walk 4 amas. So we said that's 2 or 3 or 4 seconds. Ve'achakach, and afterwards, imshechenim al roishoy, put it over your body, pull it down from your head. Ve'al b'sheni should wear it normally. So the Mishnah Berurah says that you should. That's what Shulchan Aruch says. The Mishnah Berurah points out in Tziv Kotten Vav straight away. He points out ve'idne nowadays. Kol ksus shalonu, any garments that we wear, they are kisu, it's a normal way of kisu, of covering yourself up. The ituv lavra misa bereisa. And ituv is a concept which is not actually mentioned in the Torah. And therefore, you don't really need to do ituv. And this is what many people nowadays do. If they put the talis cotton on, they're not going to wrap themselves up because you're fulfilling the mitzvah without it. And therefore, we're not makbet, we just put the talis cotton on. We're going to speak about us adults who put on a talis later on. We're going to address that issue later. But even for people who don't put the talis on later, nevertheless, the minig is not to do that and just put it on. And we're going to speak about the bracha as well later. Yeah.
So the ikar ituf is on the shoulders anyway. So Kolzman, you've got your. So the levish would also be an ituf.
It could be. Having said that, there is still the concept of ituv ishmaelim, which would cover your head as well, and that we're trying to fulfill that as well. That's where it's coming from. Yeah.
You have to stand up when you
Right. The answer is yes. If you're putting it on, no, you wouldn't have to. No. Okay, continues the Sif Dalet. Machzir shtei tzitzyois lefonov. You should put the two tzitzis in front, v'shtayim la'achrov, and two behind you. Kedei shem esubav v'mitzvahs. That in order you should be surrounded by mitzvahs. This Sif Dalet is actually a Sif that is a concept and a thought which is very essential when it comes to tzitzis. Tzitzis should always have two in front, two in the back. Interestingly, if you think about it, where we put the talus on, how do we normally put the talus on? We don't just have the large talus on top of us, whether you put it on the shoulder or over the head. Either way, we always do something, which we don't even think about it, but we always tend to put the over the shoulders. We put the sides of the shoulders. Why do we do that? I mean, it's maybe a practical point to that as well. But there's also a halachic reason for that. Because we do that, we put the talus of the, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah, putting this. But the reason why we do that is because this makes it very clear that it's two in front and two in the back. Like this, you've got very clearly two tzitzis in front, two in the back. As opposed to if you just be letting them down, they would be very much joined. It wouldn't be clear which one's the front, which one's the back. So the reason, halachically, why we put the talus over our shoulders, is a halachic reason for that. It's because to make it clear that there's two in the front and two in the back. By the way, talking about the Heilige Tzanzeruf, the Divrei Chaim Zichroni Livroch was marked, it's interesting. Anybody else is Chassidish inclined? It's interesting that apparently Divrei Chaim used to be marked with how low do you put your tzitzis? The actual tzitzis. How low are they? Normally we tend to put it, how low or how high are the actual tzitzis? Pardon? The tzitzis attached to the tzitzis. No, I'm saying the talus gadol, the tzitzis attached to the talus gadol. How low are they? Is any particular?
Put
in the gartel, of course, yes. if you unfortunately are not wearing a gartel, you're just making it with a belt. then the interesting, so the Divrei Chaim asked is the Mishabura and Poskim don't mention any height whatsoever. Again, the point being two in the front and two in the back. When you're mentioning the Heilige Tzanzeruf, the Divrei Chaim, he used to be marked, but that the tzitzis should be around the heart, to connect the tzitzis to the heart. It's an interesting thought. It was quite high up, actually. The tzitzis should be near the heart. It's an interesting thought, but that's Alpi Kabbalah, not Alpi Chassidus. But mentioning the Divrei Chaim. Okay, right, so two in the front, two in the back. Yeah, the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Tes mentions the following. Tzitzis, nagu la'asos atorah, the minig is to make atorah a crown, mechatichas meshi le'simen, the minig is to make some sort of simen, a sign, lo'ois and tzitzis le'fonov, shu le'fonov tom, lo'olam le'fonov. That one should always make a point of making it clear what's the top of the talus and what's the back of the talus. We've got always we know what the front, the top of the talus is. This additional, right, additional attachment, which is, right, if you've got an Torah, proper silver Torah, that's very nice. If you haven't got that, that's also nice, as long as you know what the front and what the back is. The reason for that, fascinating reason. Where does that come from? Where does that come from, that we have the two in the front and two? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Kemosh Amur Chazal, Keresh Shezocho Betzofoin Ule Oilon Betzofoin, the Kroshim, the beams in the Mishkan, they were taken down, of course, and put up again. The kroshim, the beams in the Mishkan, were taken down and established again. So there was a rule, a halacha, that the beams had to be clearly identified. Which ones go where? The eastern ones go to the east, the western one, the north and the south. They all had to be clearly labeled which ones go where. So this is the source, says the Mishnah Berurah. Fascinating that we want to know as well which tzitzis go where. So the front tzitzis should be always... We should know which ones are the front. And the back says also we should know which ones go in the back. Similar to the Mishkan. What a beautiful thought. Similar to the Mishkan. We're comparing the tzitzis to the Mishkan. The Mishkan as well. All the kroshim, all the beams had to be labeled where they go. V'kisvei Ari Kosav, Sheloi Hoyo Ari Makpid al Zeh. The Ari HaKadosh wasn't makpid on that. And he by him, the front and the back, were considered one item of Kedusha. And they didn't differentiate between the front and the back. It's very interesting because the Chassidim will tend to be very makpid on the Kisvei Ari. They tend to be makpid on a nice Torah, But the Mishnah Berurah here says in the name of the Ari that he wasn't makpid. But I think generally, I think we all have, no, we all know which one's the front and the back tzitzis are. I think it's.
What's the difference between the front and the back?
So why is it, what's the difference? What is the difference in the Mishkan between the eastern one and the western ones? Because that's their place, they should remain there. That is their place, they should be there for good. That's the basic answer. Okay. Say that again, when you put it on?
No, when you're muffling, it's on your shoulder.
Ah, yeah. It doesn't have to be that at all times.
You mean it's only when you wear
the
house?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a good point. Yeah. By the way, Reb Shlomo Zalman, when he used to kiss the tzitzis during Shema, or during Baruch Sha'ama, during Shema, when he used to kiss the tzitzis, yeah, or hold the tzitzis, or kiss the tzitzis, just some people who are just putting that in, and we'll speak about that at a later stage, but I'm just mentioning it now because of this seif. How many tzitzis do you take in your hand? Four. So many people have the minute of taking four. And Reb Shlomo Zalman, for most of his life, he had four tzitzis in his hand during Shema. But later in his later years, he changed his mind, Reb Shlomo Zalman. And very much based on this Shulchan Aruch, he said that really, you shouldn't have all four tzitzis in your hand. Because again, you should have two in the front, two in the back. So Reb Shlomo Zalman then changed his mind, and he only held two tzitzis, the front two tzitzis in his hand. And he left the two behind. Because two should be in the front, two in the back. And he said that that's why you'll see there are some people who don't take all four tzitzis. It's not laziness, it's just because they understand that they're basing themselves on this Shulchan Aruch, that it's two in the front and two in the back. Yeah, but that's again various minhagim. Yeah, yes, it's based on God. Yeah. Seif Dalet. Seif Hei. Mevorech, the bracha that we make is leisatev betzitzis. The bracha as we put the tzitzis over us, the bracha is leisatev betzitzis. Vim shnaim or shloshim misatfim betales ka'achas. If you've got number of people, two or three people, who are putting on the tales simultaneously, not one tales, a few tales, but they're just doing it the same minute. Perish bepam achas, simultaneously. Kol am avach, and they should all make a bracha. So if we've got six people, they're all coming to shul at the same time, they're all getting ready at the same time, don't say, you know what, let's just make one bracha for all of us, and then we put the talesim individually on. No, don't do that. Each of them should make a bracha on their own. Veim rotzu, if they do want, echad mevorech, one should make a bracha, ve'acherim yanu omen, and the remaining should say omen. The Mishnah Berurah says that, that lechatchin Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Yud Gimel, he says, Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot Yud Gimel, imrotzu meloshen ze mashmat yoyse toiv shikulam yevochu. He said, you may have argued that it sounds like it's better that you all make a bracha over emes adra, but the truth is on the contrary, lechatchila ideally yoyse toiv, but it's better she'erchad yevoch v'yoytzis acherim. He said there is an argument, one could argue that it's taka better. One should make a bracha for all of them because of Roiv Amados Melech. It's better one person should be moitzi all. But Lemay said, Mishnah Berurah later on says that maybe it's better not because nowadays we don't know how to intend be moitzi others so nicely. So better yet that everybody should make a bracha on his own. By the way, what is the right way of saying it? Bet tzitzis or bat tzitzis? Let's ask if bet tzitzis or let's ask if bat tzitzis. Who is grammatically inclined over here?
The ba would imply a hay which has disappeared. Front.
Correct.
So if you were making it,
are you very interdictory? I can see a little bit. I can hear. Yeah.
As much as I like, but so if you were going to say hatzitzis, then the
bar. That's right. That's right.
I don't know if you would want to say the hay or not.
Right. It depends. It very much depends on that. So what's generally people? What's the bear or bear with a shva or ba? Ba. 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 It's very early in the morning to diktok at Mishnah Berurah says the following in Sifkot Yud Bet Tzitzis. You see that our Mishnah Berurah, he says Beshva Tachas Habeis. Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot Yud Beshva. She says Bet Tzitzis. This Mishnah Berurah, they're putting in the words of the Shulchan Aruch. They've made the Nekudas accordingly. This Mishnah Berurah, they've put in on Bet Tzitzis. I don't think this is absolutely the absolute minik, universal minik. There are people who stay bad tzitzis. If you look in some sidurim, some ancient sidurim, they have others, other gesos and other nuschos, and they will. There is a nusach of saying bad tzitzis. So whatever you do, as long as you do it quietly, you'll be all right. Yeah, they are both minog. So the Mishnah Berurah says ba, but there is other minogim who say ba. Okay, continues says Shulchan Aruch Seif. One important Mishnah over here, very important Mishnah in Sefkot and Tezvav. If somebody is moitzi you with a bracha of tzitzis, and you say, "You man, can you just do the bracha for me? I've got my talis, you've got your talis, but you man to just say the bracha for me, you know, do you man to just do it and I'll say amen." And then he says, "Sure, no problem, I'll do it." And he says, "They started with tzitzis," and then you do the same thing. You forgot to say, you're too involved in your talis, you forgot to say amen. Were you yoitza, yes or no? You failed to say amen. Does that matter, bedi'evet, yes or no? Very important question. It does not matter. Does not matter. Mishnah Berurah says, "Kotn tezvav, yano amen. Av de belava chitzorich lano is amen acha kol bracha." You should always say amen after any bracha. Mikol makim, nevertheless, bezu with this bracha, shiroitze lotzeis boy, ba hachiyuv yoisa. You should always say amen. You see, any person making a bracha, you should always say amen. But there's a greater yet necessity and obligation to say amen when somebody is moitzi you. When somebody is moitzi you, don't just say amen, but it's a greater obligation to say amen because he's being moitzi you. So you better say proper amen. But however, shemoyre, because why is that? You have to say amen when somebody's moitzi you. Shemoyre, because by this you're showing actively, shemischaven lotzisbo, that you intend to be moitzi with that. So you have to say amen to show and bring absolute evidence. I'm yoitze with you, bracha. I'm saying amen to you, bracha. It's evidence that you are kavana to be yoitze. Miu, however, bedi evet, if you didn't say amen, afidu loy on amen, if you didn't say amen, yotze ya yoitze, kelemon sim reish yud gimel seif beis. Mishnah Berurah teaches, very important Mishnah Berurah here, he teaches us three things. Point number one is that you should always say amen whenever you hear bracha. Point number two, when you are yoitze with that bracha, you're not saying the bracha itself, then the amen is of greater importance. Because by this you're showing that you've got kavanah to be yoitze with that bracha. And the third chiddush of this Mishnah Berurah is that if you're not saying amen, although you're yoitze with that bracha, but you're still yoitze. Say vav in Shulchan Aruch, al talis kotten yoch levorich leis atev. If you're putting on a tzitzit talis kotten, you should still make the bracha of leis atev. Afal pishenum is atev, the loif shoyl, you're only doing a levisha, you're not doing an ituf. So even if you're not doing that the previous eve, you're not wrapping around your head, you're just putting a tzitzit over your body and that's it, you should still make a bracha of leis atev. Although you're only wearing it, you're not doing an ituf. Why? But the Mishnah Berurah, the Shulchan Ramah says, "V'yesh oimrim." Some say, "Shemevarchin olav amitzah tzitzis." That the Ramah says, "No. You can't make leis atef if you're not doing an ituf. The bracha, the correct bracha, should be al mitzah tzitzis." V'chenu again, and that is the minig. Ve'leshanes, once you not change the minig. And finally, for tonight, Siv Zayin, tzorich lehafrid chutei atzitzis zemis. That's what you mentioned earlier. You should be mafrid the tzitzis. You should separate the tzitzis zemizeh. You need to separate the tzitzis. Because they tend to get a bit loose. Yeah, is that the word? Loose? It's not really loose. What is it?
Tangled.
Yeah, that's right. That's better. So you need to separate the tzitzis, zemizeh. And a beautiful Mishnah Berurah over here in Sefkot Yudches. Zemizeh, kol chutei bifnei atzmo, all the strings individually. Shaloyu misubochin echo bechavadu, should be tangled one another. Make sure they are untangled. Right. And the Bir Aloch over here, we can't look at the inside, but the Bir Aloch says that some said it's mamash ma'akev. We don't pass like that, but the Bir Aloch points out that it's mamash min adin, they should be separated. But if here says the Mishnah Berurah, kosa vo'ari, the Ari says, tzitzis, the word tzitzis, rosh tevois, is the initials of tzadik, a tzadik, yafrid, should separate, tzitzioisov, his tzitzis, tamid. Always. Tzadik, Yud, Tzadik, Tov. Tzadik, Yafrit, Tzitzios of Tomit. That's where the word Tzitzis, well, that's a remez, not where the word comes from. It's a remez in the word Tzitzis. Tzadik, Yafrit Tzitzioisa Tomet. And that's because a tzaddik constantly ensures that his tzitzis are nicely separated. And we'll stop here for tonight.